Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Limits, are you there?
Joe, good to be back with you.
Coming off a big wiffle ball win, aren't you, big boy?
Huh? Yes, Joe. I'm still trying to catch my breath, if you couldn't tell from the update.
Yeah, you didn't blow a 16-0 lead in the wiffle ball
game? No, we did blow a 5-3 lead that ended up being a big deficit of 8-5 for us in the seventh inning. We play a seven-inning game in game one of our three-game series. And there was a controversial call, as there always is with our team every single year, where a guy was pretty much clearly out at third on the other team, but the people we had umpiring the game called him safe.
We don't need all the details, Limits. What are you going to the championship?
Going to the championship. We walked it off game one.
Congratulations.
And we won game two.
I've already been mean to you. All the texters will
yes,
be angry at me.
They will.
But I'm happy for you.
I can't give 30 seconds of detail.
No. I don't think anybody cares.
No offense. But I care.
Donnie was there?
No, Donnie was not there.
Were you driving in a car yesterday with Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie and I were at KDK High School Football Media Days yesterday.
And then you called me to see if I was going to the wiffle ball game.
That's
I
correct.
I just assumed that both of you were.
No, that was on our way to KDK Media Day when we talked to
you. All right. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And you will be throwing out the first pitch at the championship, according to your words.
Doubtful, but I might.
Very doubtful. I thought you were a man of your word, Joe.
I don't know if I'll be here on August 17th.
You said if you go to the championship, buddy, I will throw out the first pitch. Word for word.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right. If I'm not home visiting my parents, I will. Okay. I have to get home to see my parents at some point.
You know, I do not want to hold you up from doing that.
Listen. There's many ways we could go at the opening of the show today. Bob is out today. I believe he'll be in tomorrow or Wednesday. Sounds funny, doesn't it, in a way?
It does. And I'll be out.
He might even come in today. I don't know. He left it open.
I'm only in today and tomorrow.
I know. I've lost track. We need to live in the present. It's 10:05 and 54 seconds. And here's where I want to start. You were on one of your many vacations last week.
Many.
When I first brought this up, I'm starting to drink a little bit of the Steeler Kool-Aid. A little bit of it. I get a taste of it. I like it. Then I drink some more, and then I come to my senses. It's like somebody's trying to brainwash me. They're hypnotizing me, and it works for a little while. And then I snap to attention again, and I remember, oh yeah, they have a soon-to-be 42-year-old quarterback, questions on the offensive line, a thin receiver core, questions certainly with depth on their defensive line, questions in their secondary, I think. Apparently, I'm the only one who thinks so. And more than anything else, a coach who doesn't know how to win big games anymore. So I snap to my senses. But then I take another swig, and I feel like I'm being like tied down, and people are pouring the Kool-Aid down my throat in the form of the reports that I read every day. It's the damn media again. ruining my life.
The media is torturing you with the Kool-Aid.
And every day it's something. Every day it's something. There was a lot of optimism going into Kenny Pickett's second year. There was. Let's not pretend there wasn't, especially after the preseason. I believe that was also the year Mike Tomlin said we're going to have a great and dominant defense, or that was his expectation. I think this has surpassed that. And that rampant optimism really only kicked in, for the most part, after Pickett's preseason. This is crazy. I mean, this is crazy. The stuff I'm hearing and reading every day, at least I think it is. Maybe I'm crazy. I've reached the stage where I don't know which is which. And every little swig of Kool-Aid that I drink, I start to become more convinced they're going to be really good and win a playoff game. But then I snap back. The latest, I mean, all these things are adding up. The latest is DK Metcalf here and Charlie Batch there. Added on to Tomlin saying we can cover anybody man-to-man, you know, bragging about his defense. And Deshaun Elliott saying we're a top five and maybe number one defense in the league. And Peyton Wilson, of all people, piping up and saying I'm the best coverage linebacker in the world. And Joey Porter Jr. saying we have three elite corners here, apparently including himself. Now we add this. Now we add two more to the pile. We had Alan Saunders on here last week. He was on with Donnie Chedrick at night, wasn't he?
He was.
A.K.A. Donnie Football. Do we have that clip?
We do.
Well, let's not kick it off there. Let's go back to that one. He was saying there's basically no weakness on this defense. None. That this is the kind of versatile, deep defense that any team would want to have. Let's go to DK Metcalf first, because this is today's latest. It's like somebody walks up to you at breakfast with a tray of those little thimbles of Kool-Aid. Do you know what I mean? Limits?
Oh, I would love it.
Here, everybody have some. Here's
some
Kool-Aid.
Some breakfast.
Drink it. Not forcing you to drink it, but drink it. Here, we have you tied down. We're pouring Kool-Aid down your throat.
No orange juice for you, Joe. It's all breakfast Kool-Aid.
Here's DK Metcalf.
And you don't want my opinion, because I think they're the best defense I've ever seen. And
really?
Yeah, like there's some dogs everywhere on the field, and I tip my hat to them because they come to work every day, and you know, we don't have any choice but to get better.
The best defense I've ever seen? The best defense I've ever seen. He went against some pretty good defenses in his career, Limits, including those Niners defenses year in and year out that were pretty damn good. I could start listing names on those defenses of all their star players. He went against Aaron Donald and the Rams the year they won the Super Bowl, as I recall. That was a pretty darn good defense, and there's been many, many more that he's gone against. The best defense I've ever seen. So we've gone from Deshaun Elliott saying top five, maybe number one. Now we're talking history? We're talking 85 Bears? Are we talking 2000 Ravens? 76 or 78 or 74 Steelers?
Legion
Anyone
of Boom.
You want to pick? We're talking Legion of Boom? What are we doing here? And then we get our friend Charlie, and maybe they're all right. That's where the Kool-Aid comes in. Then we get our friend Charlie Batch. Where was this?
I think this was with Bob, right, on the Steeler preview show that they had earlier this week.
I don't know, but I'm curious to hear it.
This is a team that I think is going to fly under the radar because not many people are giving them the opportunity outside of Steelers Nation, but you don't have to. Playoffs are, you know, 4 months away. You want to make sure you're getting better as the season goes on. But early prognosis there, when I'm looking at this roster with the way that the offense is shaping up, I can see this team going 11-6. People are like, oh, they're not going to win 11 games. Yay. I truly am starting to get that feeling at this particular point.
Well, the money quote we didn't have, which was he thinks this team reminds him of the 2005 Steelers. Did he say that in that quote? That's what I was told by Adam Crowley, that this reminds him of the 2005 Steelers, who had the late run and then the historic run in the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. I want to get your thoughts on this. Where are you with the Steelers team right now? And we all have a problem here, don't we? If we're starting to drink the Kool-Aid, or if you're believing everything that's coming out of that camp, we all have a problem then, don't we? It's the Mike Tomlin problem. Do we suddenly believe that Mike Tomlin has made really good off-season moves because he has a heavy hand in the personnel around here? And do we suddenly believe in Tomlin again? Because if you're going to predict big things for the Steelers, then that's a given. That's by definition, you're believing in Tomlin again if you believe in the Steelers this season. That presents a big problem for me. How about for you at 412-928-9370? 928-9370. Are you buying in to the rampant, overwhelming optimism that is enveloping this team in the early days of training camp? A lot of it revolving around the defense, but you just heard Charlie Batch talking about the offense. A lot of it, too, revolving around Aaron Rodgers. He's moving around great. The arm, of course, is still there. He loves Arthur Smith's offense. He's going to be given freedoms in this offense. Look at all the weapons that he has. He's going to be great. I guess the crux of the matter for me is, if you believe in the Steelers, you must believe in Tomlin again. And man, there's not a lot of people around town. And I say that anecdotally. And I say that from feedback on this show. And I say it because it's a fact that Mike Tomlin has lost the faith of, I would say, the majority of Steeler fans. I don't feel uncomfortable saying that at all. I'm out on a golf course somewhere, and the topic is the Steelers. It's like Tomlin can't get it done anymore. Well, if you buy into the optimism this year, you must think Tomlin can get it done again. That's a given. 412-928-9370. Charlie Batch, 11-6, and maybe a Super Bowl run. That's what I heard from that. DK Metcalf, the defense is the best I've ever seen. Deshaun Elliott, we're top five and maybe number one. Joey Porter Jr., we have three elite defensive backs here. Peyton Wilson, I'm the best cover linebacker in the world. Oh, and then there was Patrick Queen. Peyton Wilson has all those traits, he said, to become a great linebacker, a great linebacker. Aaron Rodgers, from every report I see, moving around like a younger Aaron Rodgers. Going to fit in seamlessly. Him and Arthur Smith fit together perfectly. This is all going to grow great. And I'm believing in some of it. That's the thing. I'm believing in some of it. Limits, where are you? Have you drunk the Kool-Aid or drank the Kool-Aid or drinking the Kool-Aid? I don't know what.
I look at it this way. Just because internally they're drinking the Kool-Aid because they're the day-to-day part of it, they want to make sure, I mean, of course, if you're on the team, you want to build up your teammates as much as possible and build up your own confidence level and your teammates' own confidence level that you can significantly get it done.
It's coming from outside the team, too.
Well, it is with Charlie Batch, but a lot of the discussion and a lot of the verbiage has been from the players. So that's where I try to take a little bit of a step back and take it with a grain of salt, just knowing where it's coming from.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
No.
Playoff win this year?
Well, I do think that they could win a playoff game.
Then you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
But I thought that as of a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Then you had your share of off-season Kool-Aid. This is all relative, too. Now I'm snapping back to attention as I start to buy in here. As I start to take the little sips, I throw away the cup. And I think back to the last time I saw this defense. And I'll stick to the point that I've been making for a couple weeks. Was almost, how dare this defense come in talking big this season? How dare they talk at all? Play Kirk Herbstreit for me. The last time we saw this defense. So yeah, they brought in some new faces. Great. The last time we saw this defense, they were getting historically humiliated by the Baltimore Ravens. And this is what tens of millions of people heard on television.
On Amazon.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason.
you're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. And they're coming back talking this big? Really? So Cam Hayward will be healthy and on top of his game 17, 18, 19 games in? He was great last year, and then he faded down the stretch, I think, because he was hurt. You're telling me that Keanu Benton's going to regain form and be the breakout guy we thought he would be last year? We all are just totally convinced. In fact, we know Derek Harmon's going to be an impact player in year one. We're convinced TJ Watt, for the first time in 3 years, will be healthy and productive down the stretch. Wasn't last year, was hurt the year before. We're convinced that this secondary is really good. You're believing Joey Porter that they have three elite defensive backs and that he's one of them? For better or worse, love him or hate him, Pro Football Focus had Joey Porter ranked, I think, 161st out of like 240 defensive backs. Or you could just use your eyes. Do you think he was elite last year? Why is he telling you he's elite? I don't understand. Darius Slay was good last season, but there's some numbers under the numbers with him. Or you can just go conventionally, he had no interceptions, and this will probably be his last year. He's going to be good and healthy down the stretch. They have enough, as Mike Tomlin says, we'll cover anybody man-to-man. All right, let's start with the Bengals. You going to be able to do that? We'll see. How about the safety position? All set there? Love Deshaun Elliott as a run defender. Not great as a pass defender. Juan Thornhill? As I've said many times on this show, this dude had more calf injuries than Kevin Durant in Cleveland. He couldn't get off the field. The big clip from him was him not chasing down a runner going into the end zone last year. They called him Juan Thornquit in Cleveland. I guess if he's on the field and healthy, he's a pretty good player. TJ Watt and Cam Hayward should have told these guys on day one, keep your mouths shut until we do something when it matters. TJ could have stood up there and said, you know what? In my career here, we set an NFL record. We gave up 40 or more points in three straight playoff games. Only team in NFL history to do that. Last time I was on the field in a playoff game, all I did all day, based on the game plan, was tackle people without the ball while the Baltimore Ravens ran for 300 yards. So how about we keep our mouths shut until we do something when it matters? Because you know what? I've never been part of a defense that has. How many years has he been in the league?
9 years.
He's never been on a defense that's ever done anything when it really mattered. Never. Never. Not once. And the talk is this big. Now I'm really coming back to reality. It's good to be back, by the way. It's good to be back. Of course I could see this team winning 9-10 games. They always do.
That Kool-Aid quickly went through your system.
Yeah. Now I'll be drinking some more of it. I'm drinking a little more.
Oh, you're just going back to the well.
Now. Here it is. I brought a little canteen of it. You see this, Lance?
Ah, yes. Large amount of
Kool-Aid. Drinking a little bit more of it on the Aaron Rodgers side. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. I was fooled by this defense last year. I was writing and saying early in the year, this could be one of Tomlin's best defenses. And then they started to play good teams.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
And we all saw what happened then. Mass miscommunications, wide open receivers left and right, getting the ball shoved down their throat for 10 and a half minutes by the Eagles. Same thing with the Ravens in a playoff game, just sat on the ball for the last however many minutes it was. Now, there have been great moments with this defense over the years. Could I see them coming out and playing really well in the first five games? Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know that they're going against, you know, a superb group of quarterbacks there. They're going against the Jets, Seattle, New England, Minnesota with Limits buddy J.J. McCarthy, and Cleveland. So would I be surprised if the Steelers are sitting here at 4-1 and allowing like 8 points a game with a ton of sacks? My God, if we're talking like this, a week and a half into training camp, what are we doing at 4-1 when they're pounding people's heads in? Unfortunately, then comes Burrow and Jordan Love and a little bit of Justin Herbert and Burrow again and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. That's when we're going to find out about this team and this defense in particular. But really, the crux of this discussion is I do think there are reasons for optimism. I could pick them. Maybe Joey Porter does have a bounce back year. He wasn't very good last season. Why is he calling himself an elite defensive back? I don't understand it. But it wouldn't surprise me if they were all really good over the first 5 weeks. But the issue is, where you really have to do some logic gymnastics here is to say, yeah, I think the Steelers had a great offseason and I think they're going to be really good and win at least one playoff game. The natural response to that is, oh, then you must think Tomlin's on the rebound too, that he had a great offseason with a hand in the personnel matters and that he's going to get it together and learn how to win big games again. Because you can't say one without believing the other. That's the problem. 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do you understand the philosophical dilemma there, Limits, where if I or anyone is really optimistic about this team and thinks that they have at least, including you apparently, thinks they have a playoff win in them.
Yeah.
That you must feel pretty good suddenly again about Tomlin.
I think that's a good point that you make because, I mean, obviously Tomlin is the conductor of the entire ship. And if you do believe they can win a playoff game, then you must think, oh, it was the right decision for them to be able to bring Aaron Rodgers in and that he can win
and to,
a playoff
and to
game.
Keep Tomlin and to not listen to the Bears on the trade. If you think they're going to be really good, then you must think that they were smart for keeping Tomlin.
I don't think entirely.
No?
I mean, no, I don't think entirely. You should at least listen to what the Bears have had to have said.
Well, if you think they're going to be really good and win a playoff game and surprise people, then you must be happy they have Tomlin. You must think he's going to do a good job.
Well, at the time when the Bears were obviously calling, the circumstances were much different. It was before they completely revamped the roster.
Well, who cares about that now?
You just brought it up.
You just said at the time, if you're optimistic now, who cares about the Bears' phone call?
That is not what I said. I said, okay. What I said was, I would have still listened to the Bears because of the circumstances that was at the time.
Who cares about at the time? That's my point.
At that time, I would have listened because of how badly it ended.
Right, but now you're optimistic, because so what difference does it make?
Because of what they've done to revamp the roster significantly.
Great.
And
Tomlin,
add so many different pieces.
Yeah, Tomlin has a big part in that. So
Tomlin does have a big part in that.
He's doing a great job. Right?
Just because the players are saying he's doing a great job. And
you think they're going to win a playoff game?
I think it's possible, yes.
Well, anything's possible, as the great Kevin Garnett said. Let's hit the phones, 412-928-9370. According to optimistic Steeler fans, Mike Tomlin on the rebound. That's just, you can't separate one from the other. Go ahead.
All right, let's start with Jay in Columbus.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Weren't the Steelers 10-3 last year and collapsed and lost five straight and really got boat raced in all those games?
Yes.
And we got the same defensive coordinator, same offensive coordinator, same offensive line coach, and Broderick Jones looks like a rookie that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So,
well, I agree with all of that except, I mean, how do we know what Broderick Jones really looks like right now?
He hasn't looked that good. That's what Cabali said this morning. So, I'm just saying, you know, this is going to go really, really good, or it's going to go really, really bad, and it's all going to depend on the offensive line and whether or not they can keep Aaron Rodgers upright. But I'm optimistic, but same head coach, 9 years. Blown out last six playoff games. What's that tell you? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a classic radio line, is it not?
Limits? I'll hang up,
I'll
and
hang
listen.
Up and listen. Yeah. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Here's my point. I'm going to hang up. You react.
I'll hang up and listen. Yes, it's all the same. Basically, the same entire coaching staff is back. Do you think they did a good job last year? I don't. Although you had people in the national media actually giving Tomlin Coach of the Year votes. I don't think a lot of the people in the media knew that their votes would be revealed last year. Just incredible that Tomlin received votes for Coach of the Year. Just mind-blowing. Truly. Next.
Let's go to Mr. Old School to chime in.
Hello, Mr. Old School.
My guys, what's going on? Hey. Here's what I'm not going to say I believe in Tomlin, but I do believe in what he did in his offseason. He brought in guys that got Super Bowl pedigrees. These guys are big. They're long. And last year, the personnel we had just wasn't suited to beat jammers off the line man-to-man coverage. So we were in zone. Nobody knew what they were doing. But I'm not going to believe in Tomlin until I see him give the controls to his coordinators. I want to see Austin really be Austin. I want to see Smith really be Smith.
And what makes you believe this will be the year he'll do that?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm wondering. Because I think if Tomlin can do that, and he just head coaches, he's a good head coach. It's his ability, it's his desire to want to control every aspect of the team that's messing him up. Be who you are. Be the big kahuna and let everybody else do their job. And I think if he does that, including having somebody watch the clock and tell him when to challenge a play, it's going to be a whole different situation.
Thank you, Mr. Old School. I just don't know why this would be the year that would happen. He's the de facto coordinator, and he's the head coach, so his philosophies rule, and his decisions have been, I'm thinking again of Russell Wilson tearing up the Browns on that Thursday night in the snow, and then Artie best idea is to call for Justin Fields, who hadn't thrown a ball in a month in a real game, to attempt one of the biggest passes of the year, really, down the right sideline. We all remember that. Tomlin didn't veto that. That's just one little example, but it's his overriding philosophies. And I think the philosophy that rules all is we're going to win with defense, not committing turnovers, and we'll come in and we'll be 18-17. I don't know. In fact, well, I do. And when I really put down the Kool-Aid, I try to picture them beating Lamar or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes in a game that matters. I mean, come on. At some point, you're going to have to outscore people. And no matter how optimistic any of us might be about the Steelers, this is all relative. It's relative to the other teams. And there's one in their division that I think might win the Super Bowl this year. And that's the Baltimore Ravens, who have 19 of 22 starters back. They've added a first-round pick in Malachi Starks. You talk about optimism in camp. You should hear people from Ravens camp talk about him. They brought in Jair Alexander at corner. They're really, really good. So the Steelers could be better and still not be good enough to win a playoff game, make a playoff run, all of that. 412-928-9370. Let's take one more, Limits.
All right, here is Adam. He's in Mars.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. I kind of agree along the lines of thinking with the first caller, not the guy that was just on. My whole line of thinking here is, we made a lot of moves and trades, but like, did the Steelers actually get better? Right? Like, I look at like the offensive line. Like, I think outside of like maybe Frazier, you could look at every position as a pretty big question mark. I think Sayamalu's, you know, he's okay, but like, you have three pretty big question marks outside of Frazier. A lot of the guys we signed are like, they're old. Like, I don't think, you know, Darius Slay, he'll be fine, but he's 34, 35. I don't know what he has left. Like, if this was Jalen Ramsey 3 or 4 years ago, I'd be more excited. Same with Aaron Rodgers. Still have no wide receiver too. So if DK Metcalf goes down, like, are we really supposed to rely on Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, old Robert Woods if he goes down, right?
Well, I think you make a good point, and that is how much have they actually improved? And I think some of it, in fact, a lot of it might come, and I hate to sound like Ben Charrington here, but a lot of this could be about internal improvement. Maybe a guy like Peyton Wilson does take a huge step forward. Troy Fatanu, we hardly ever talk about him. They were so high on him, they wouldn't have passed a drug test Limits last year. He was Marquise Pouncey. There is no doubt this dude is starting.
He's
immediately in the lineup.
We barely hear anything about him.
So what if he's really good right off the bat? What if Peyton Wilson takes a giant step? Jones and Porter, it's realistic that they could bounce back and be the guys they're supposed to be. If things happen internally, it's more about those guys than the guys they brought in, with the big exception being the quarterback, of course. And is he an improvement? Is he an improvement on Russell Wilson? Because their numbers look awfully similar from the past couple years. So rampant enthusiasm for the Steelers. Just crazy stuff. And yet a little part of me, like I said, is believing some of this. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? And if you are, doesn't that automatically mean that your opinion on Tomlin is changing? Or has changed?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Surely you understand the dilemma here. If you're high on the Steelers, and there may be reasons to be that, there may be, then you must be high on Mike Tomlin again. You can't have one without the other. And I have been indulging in a little bit of Kool-Aid. I have. And then I come to my senses, and then I drink a little more. Limits the Ravens. Like I said, it's all relative, and unless Lamar Jackson gets hurt, it's impossible for me to pick the Steelers above the Ravens in their own division.
I agree with that. They're not as good as the Ravens on paper, off paper, roster-wise. Last 5 years, what has been accomplished. Now, the Steelers have done well against the Ravens head-to-head, and I know that that's an argument from a lot of people, but Joe, last year, what the Ravens did against the Steelers in those final two games, yeah, that starts to shift the pendulum a little bit.
It sure does. And there's nothing like a shifting pendulum, is there, Limits?
Significant. More than a seesaw.
Yes. Did you see what Jackson Dart's doing here, Limits?
Well, I did see that in his first throw of camp, just like Aaron Rodgers, he threw an interception that was pretty much tunneled right to the defender.
But things have changed. Jackson Dart might have just made Brian Daboll rethink everything, says the headline. The more training camp reps Jackson Dart stacks, the more impressive he looks, and the more impressive he looks, the more head coach Brian Daboll's firm stance on starting Russell Wilson over him starts to look questionable.
Sounds like they're drinking a ton of Kool-Aid in New York.
Dart's been solid all camp. He's finding his receivers, acing Daboll's scheme tests, and looking more comfortable in the pocket each passing day. It's been an encouraging run overall, and he put on an absolute show on Friday. How about that? How about that? Well, then again, that's more Kool-Aid drinking, sort of, isn't it? We all have to band together here and remember that nothing that happens, or very little, early in training camp is to be believed, and even in the preseason. We all have to band together and remember that just for our own sanity. Next.
All right, let's go to Tom. He's in Monroeville.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Never been better, and I value your inquiry.
Wonderful.
Okay, I love you guys, by the way, and I even love Pump.
Thank you.
But my dilemma with the Steelers is that I don't believe that the owner or Mike Tomlin really know what their identity is, much like the Pittsburgh Pirates. And here's my reason for saying this. Let's say that the Steelers have a phenomenal year with a 42-year-old quarterback. Where does that put them in the draft?
Right.
And let's say they have a lousy year with a 42-year-old quarterback. Why didn't they just use who they had in place instead of trying to do something that could put them out of reach for a franchise quarterback. I don't get it.
Well, they're unwilling, and in some ways it's admirable. I'll say that, Limits. In some ways it's admirable that the Steelers just refuse to intentionally take a step back. We've seen the Penguins even finally do it and finally acknowledge, in so many words, we're probably not chasing a championship this season. The Steelers simply refuse. And in a town with the Pirates, part of me admires that very much. But another part of me says, every single one of those Super Bowl trophies, those Lombardi trophies, were born of sucking. That's how you got Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris and Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Green and all that. Every single one of those trophies. They're maintaining, they're living, as I often say, in a world of high-end mediocrity. And I know I've repeated these numbers often, but they're kind of hard to argue with. Over the last 4 years, forget about the last eight, when they haven't even been competitive in a single playoff game. In the last four, their record's 38-32-1 with a -129, I believe, point differential. If that's not mediocre, I don't know what is. As for their identity, we know what they want to be. We know what Tomlin wants them to be. A defense first, low turnover, really physical, classic Steeler team, only they're not that, and they haven't been in a long time. You know, I wrote way back in April, welcome back to the Steelers' never-ending return to physicality tour. Remember Adrian Clem? He was a guy who was gonna bring back the nasty. That was his byword back in 2021. Which is a long time ago now, and the Steelers were selling that, man, that year. We got guys with Steeler DNA. Omar said the same thing about the guys they drafted this year and last year. Steeler DNA. And back in 21, it was Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green and Dan Moore and Najee Harris and even guys they were talking about like Buddy Johnson on defense. As one writer put it, Kendrick Green fits the mold of what the Steelers have been doing with their offensive line all offseason. They've preached all together now the return of physicality. That's what they want to be. The 2021 draft, the headline was Steelers go old school and win big. 2022, we were told their draft was, quote, steeped in physicality. 2023, more of the same. More of the same, Tomlin said after the 23 draft. Obviously, we value physicality, and those players are capable of playing a brand of football we value. Every single year, all they talk about is physicality, physicality, and it added up to Kirk Herbstreit in the playoffs. This is what all that physicality added up to. We all watched it.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motions.
Last year, we also heard about the physical camp that they ran. Remember that? You guys like Jaylen Warren telling Mike DeFabo, other teams know what they're up against when they play the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin saying you can't box without sparring. And all of this. And it's all a cloud of delusion. It's not real. It hasn't happened yet. We think it's going to happen every year. They talk about it happening every year. And it never manifests itself in anything other than them getting their asses kicked, their heads bashed in the biggest game of the year, which is the playoffs, if they make it. You know, and let's not forget, in three of the last 8 years, which is 40% of the time, they didn't make it. So is this the year that everything changes? This the year? And you back on the Tomlin bandwagon. You must be if you think they're going to be really good. Limits, who's next?
Let's go to Bob in Millville. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about
why I thought they can't compete is because their offense just isn't good enough. And Rodgers being 15 to 20th in the league at quarterback, you don't win games. But what you just said is 100% right. Mike Tomlin will never change. They're not going to do anything different. They will win 9 games this year, and they will lose in the playoffs.
Sounds like you have not drank the Kool-Aid. I admittedly have drank some of it. I've slipped here at times. And maybe, just maybe, Mike Tomlin will buck all of sports history and be the one coach.
They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. How could I drink the Kool-Aid?
They haven't even been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Maybe Mike Tomlin will be the coach, the one in sports history, who came into great success, and he did, and I give him full credit for that, went years and years and years without recapturing that success, basically turned into a combination of Jeff Fisher and Marvin Lewis, and then recaptured it? Maybe he will be. And trust me, I'll be on at the front of the line saying I was wrong. I'm glad they kept him. I'm glad they didn't listen to that Bears phone call to trade for him. This is amazing what he's done. Part of me thought that that was going to happen last year. How could you not? They were 10-3. They were playing a great brand of defense early in the season. The problem is they have some guys on that defense who have trouble, or maybe just unlucky, being right and healthy and ready to go late in seasons. That hasn't happened. Maybe Ray Fittipaldo's right, too. The headline on his piece today, Steeler Training Camp Observations. Is the defense this good or is their offense this bad? That could be problematic, oh, limitless wonder.
I mean, I was watching some of the Bob show last night, and Ray was kind of talking about that with Will Graves and a couple others, where, look, is this just because they've added so many defensive pieces, they're number one in defensive spending, they're supposed to be very good on defense? And is that just because, like, I was at night practice on Friday. Joe, Broderick Jones against Alex Highsmith looked like a JV player against somebody playing D1 college football.
Looked like Lawrence Taylor against Nick Callis.
Alex Highsmith absolutely destroyed Broderick Jones 3 times in individual one-on-ones. And it was bad. And I think that all kind of factors into his too. Now, reports are saying that Jones had better practices yesterday and the day before, but still,
concerned. I'm willing to be patient, and I really am open-minded on Aaron Rodgers. I think it would be awesome if that guy came out and recaptured consistently his early magic. And I am encouraged by reports because they do come from people I respect saying he's moving around great. The arm, I think we all know, hasn't gone anywhere. The football acumen is there. But the worry is he's behind that guy, Broderick Jones, this offensive line. And just even if the offensive line plays well, the natural attrition of a 17-game season, what is that going to do to him? And his age. He's going to be 42. The number of players in their age 42 season, quarterbacks, who were really good, ends at one. One. And his name was Tom Brady. Now, Rodgers is a special guy. He's a 4-time MVP. Maybe he'll make that list too. I'm not betting on it, but maybe he will. Next.
All right, Joe, the lines are completely filling up. Here is Johnny. He's in Farrell.
Good morning, Johnny from Farrell.
Hey, fellas. I think, you know, the main reason or one of the main reasons we've won the last 33 years is our player development within every position pretty much, except, and this is with Cowher and Tomlin, the offensive line. Now, I would say the offensive line is probably the hardest room to develop and gel.
But you're talking about 33 years. They've had a lot of really good offensive lines, including under Tomlin.
Yeah, No. They had offensive lines that had, I would say, players who were above average or well above average that basically carried the way for the fact that we just don't develop a full line, and we have it in 33 years. Not many teams can. It's hard. It's the hardest thing to do. is to develop the offensive line. We, the linebacker room we got, receivers we got, running back room we got, and to a lesser degree, but still, defensive backs we got. We got everything except offensive line, and that is the hardest. And one other thing, Joe.
Well, I got to disagree on that. Now, lately, over the since David DeCastro, Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, Al, who at one point was very good, then tailed off, since that group aged out, they have been just all over the place and have done a horrible job of replacing those guys.
In the last 33 years, I would say that the best line we ever had would be well above average, period.
Okay, what's your last point?
Just, Joe, the world wants and needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores. Okay, buddy? That's all.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It just needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores. Think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it.
That's a Winnie the Pooh reference.
I know
there,
it
Joe.
Is. I know. So what are you referring to?
That just means when I went down, I as a salesman, I got an award to go down and train at the Disney Institute at Disney World. They gave us a whole tour of the city underneath.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Right.
And the main thing that stuck was that when you're hiring is to hire Tiggers and not Eeyores. And
well, how does that relate to anything we're talking about?
Because you're kind of an Eeyore.
I'm not the one who called a radio show and said the Steelers haven't had a good, in monotone, by the way, and said the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years, Eeyore.
I'm not talking about this specific call. I'm just saying overall your tone is one of Eeyore and not Tigger, and the world wants and needs more Tiggers. That's all. You do great. I love you. Just Tigger it up.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Like Eeyore.
Bye. This guy calls a radio show and says, the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years, and calls me Eeyore? And the world needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores?
They've had Hall of Famers on that offensive line. Like, Pouncey and DeCastro have chances to get in. Damani Dawson, Fanica, like, Jack Frazier is going to be an All-Pro.
Look at the offensive line from the Super Bowl year of 05. He just said 33 years they've done a bad job with offensive lines. What was the Super Bowl offensive line with Bettis and Willie Parker? What was the one that they took to Detroit that year? I think it was Jeff Harding's.
Fanica.
Fanica. Who else? Tell me who else.
This was their line. Marvell Smith was at left tackle.
Right.
Fanica at left guard.
Yep.
Harding's was the center. Kendall Simmons was the right guard, and Starks was the right tackle.
That's a pretty damn good offensive line.
Pretty solid, yep.
And any offensive line that has Pouncey, DeCastro, and Ramon as its interior is pretty damn good.
Fanica and Harding's both made the Pro Bowl that year.
And this guy's calling me Eeyore Limits.
Poor Eeyore.
Why does Eeyore always get a bad rap?
You know, Eeyore was always sad and kind of depressed, and you needed to cheer him up.
Maybe
Tigger had so much energy.
Maybe I am Eeyore then. I am kind of depressed right now.
You're depressed all the time, though. On your own volition, you like to say that.
My own volition.
I'm depressed, Limits. Cheer up, Joe. We have Bob Pompiani calling a football game. Hey, everybody, welcome to Jacksonville on a Saturday night. Bob Pompiani here with Charlie Batch and Missy Matthews. Steeler football begins in 2025.
That is unbelievable what just happened there. That this guy called in monotone, saying that the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line and don't know how to develop draft linemen for 33 years, and then says that I'm too much of an Eeyore.
Did you want him to have more energy like our guy Harry in Westview?
What's your problem, Emmett?
That guy
a little bit more emotion.
He ain't Eeyore, is he? How about the guy who called out intern Dom? I want to hear him for a minute.
The guys that there have been multiple people that have called out intern Dom. This one just the latest.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
Dom back to the kiddie pool.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
That's good. That's a good add-on, Limits.
I didn't insult Bob.
At the risk of becoming an Eeyore, I was going to shred the Pirates for a while.
Oh, boy.
Should I not do that in deference to our friend? What was that last guy's name?
I think we're going to call you Debbie Downer
Debbie
instead.
Debbie Downer.
Wah, wah.
Do you have that one where Ben Roethlisberger called Jeff a Debbie Downer? Do you have that one?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.